Today on the Conservative Asian Podcast, it is the end of days as the whole world just turns upside down. All this and more on the Conservative Asian Podcast. All right, everybody, I hope you had a wonderful George Washington birthday yesterday. It was nice to just relax a little bit for both me and my wife. It's a great time. Awesome. Got a little bit of sun. And of course, having the Asian curse, I am sunburnt. But such is life. C'est la vie. C'est la vie. I think that's what it is. I don't even know. I don't care. It's French. Anyway, all right. So, Canada has gone full-blown anarchy. And what I mean by that is that the tyrannical Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, enacting his Emergencies Act, has now permitted the forcible, I was going to say takedown, because that's kind of what it is, of the peaceful protesters in Canada. In fact, okay, the delusion is so large in Canada that one of the Canadian MPs, which I don't even know what that word means, said that the honking done by the truckers is akin to Heil Hitler. I kid you not.
How many guns need to be seized? How much vitriol do we have to see of honk honk, which is an acronym for Hail Hitler, do we need to see by these protesters on social media?
So, Liberal member of Canadian Parliament Yara Sachs stated in front of the congregation that honk honk, as you've just heard, honk honk means Hail Hitler. Because all over social media that, you know, support, people were just tweeting honk honk, hashtag honk, hashtag honk honk, Canada. But no, according to this lady believes honk honk means Hail Hitler. that is the lunacy that is happening in Canada and continues to happen in Canada. That is what they think. It is amazing. The other thing that's been trending is because of Justin Trudeau and his insane, maniacal overreach, is that the hashtag Blackface Hitler started to trend in reference to Justin Trudeau, who multiple times in his life dressed up in blackface, and who's called out for it. Multiple times called out for it. So, here we go. Another thing from the Prime Minister. Clown. Hashtag Blackface Hitler. Justin Trudeau.
As I said, the Emergencies Act is not something to undertake lightly. And it's something that needs to be momentary, temporary, and proportional. That's why every single day I'm receiving briefings and we are reflecting on how much longer the Emergencies Act needs to be in place. We don't want to keep it in place a single day longer than necessary. But even though the blockades are lifted across border openings right now, even though things seem to be resolving very well in Ottawa, this state of emergency is not over. There continues to be real concerns about the coming days, but we will continue to evaluate every single day whether or not it is time and we are able to lift this state of emergency.
So there you have it. No timetable moving forward with the Emergencies Act. Just like the no timetable for COVID lockdowns or anything else of the spewing garbage coming out of this man's mouth. So they are targeting everything from banking. They're even going after people who donated, right? Who aren't even physically there. It's unbelievable what's happening. Taking over the banks, allowing the police to just run roughshod. In fact, they're not the police. Let's not degrade the title of police officer by calling these thugs police officers. Let's call them what they are. They're thugs. Gestapo. Personal army of Justin Trudeau. That's probably the best one. We should probably let it be like that. They are not the police. They are not there in service of the people. They are there in service of a tyrant. And we're watching in real time. We're watching in real time what happened back in the 1940s. Actually, maybe more like the mid-1930s into the 40s, right? And the funny thing, or the craziest thing, is that unlike what happened in the 40s with Hitler, there are a lot of people who are very much not with Trudeau. So if you can imagine that the millions of Canadians out there who are displeased, let's say, with Justin Trudeau, at the very minimum, that number far outweighs any amount of his little personal army. Just like here in America, right? There's a reason why you have the right to bear arms. There's a reason why you can create your own personal militia to fight against tyrannical government. Because the forefathers understood, and the forefathers knew, that absolute power corrupts absolutely, right? And in this case, we're seeing it in real time. Just to the north of the main America. I was going to say the mainland, you know, north. I was going to say north of us, but us, we're on an island. So it's not really us, you know. But it's crazy. It is crazy just how much the left, how much the media is trying to spin what's happening in Canada. All for the sake of what? For nothing. They're calling them violent insurrectionists and all of this blah 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 blah. There's been no violence. There's been no destruction of property. There's been none of those things. Unlike, oh, I don't know, the BLM riots that happened, and Mr. Prime Minister himself taking a knee, allowing violent destructive protests to happen and approving violent destructive protests. It's unbelievable, the hypocrisy. And part of it is, you know, part of it is good, because the more it's happening, and the longer it goes, more and more people are realizing just how terrible this all is. Now again, I am not faulting anybody. Well, that's a lie. Okay. I think that if you're complicit in what's happening, you're at fault. And I would say the same thing here at home. You know, we're almost it's almost the end of the third quarter here in the DOE. And a lot of people keep asking me if I'm going to go back. And I don't know. because there's no mention on the horizon that they're going to stop this bullcrap from the state. Now, there's rumors floating around that our Safe Access Oahu and Safe Travels is going to end in March, conveniently at the same time as the State of the Union, so that they can all rally together and say, we beat COVID, which is a lie. And that's why you notice, too, just as a side note, the COVID numbers that they're reporting, we're back down to triple digits. Not only are we back down to triple digits in the last 3 days, we're down to hundreds, not even like 500. We're down to 200 plus cases. You think that's a coincidence? If you do, boy, I got a bridge to sell you. Let me tell you what. It's not. It's all coordinated and it's all planned out. So, one of the more difficult things too is just because the city removes it doesn't mean that the state has to follow, right? So, for example, Maui County has removed all this bullcrap about papers for restaurants, gyms, and bars. So you no longer have to show identification or papers in order to patron an establishment. About damn time. But see, what's going to happen is people are going to forget. People are going to look at them like, yes, they did it. Yes, they're so good. Yeah, woohoo, yeah, oh, yay, Mayor Victorino, yay, woohoo, oh, yay, Blangiardi, yay. People are going to look at that and celebrate. And that's how you know a weird, disgusting form of Stockholm Syndrome has occurred. Like, that's how you know. I will never forget Bruce Anderson, Sarah Park, Kirk Caldwell, David Ige, Josh Green, Scott Psyche, Dale Okimoto, Brian Taniguchi, Sylvia Luke, Donovan Dela Cruz, Kurt Favela, Val Okimoto. And whoever else, there's a long list of names that I don't have time to go over. I'll never forget that the sitting members of our legislature allowed this to happen for 2 years. I will never forget their names. I will never forget that they are complicit in what's happening and what has happened. You owned a small business and you had to go bankrupt. It's their fault. You lost your job. It's their fault. You lost your unemployment, it's their fault. You can't go to work, even though you're a healthy person, it's their fault. It is. It is 100% their fault. And so, whoever was in office and in any government position from 2019 until now, their names, they need to be punished. And that's going to be my main, they need to be held account to the crimes against the people of Hawaii. They do. They absolutely do. They absolutely do. They need to be arrested, go to trial, thrown in jail, stripped of all of their government benefits. Period. Period. That's it. That's it. Failure of leadership should not be rewarded. I never forget why Hawaii is in the state that it's in now. Never, ever forget. Now, again, just because, you know, we're going to have another, this is the election year and it's big for Hawaii. A lot, all the Senate seats are up. Governor, Lieutenant Governor is up. Okay, we can see a massive shift and a massive change happening here in Hawaii. Right? We're trying to fight this battle too. We're trying to fight this battle too. And so, would I go back? I don't know. A lot of people, again, need to be punished. On that list too, before I forget, Keith Keith Hayashi or whatever his name is, he needs to be punished. I mean, they can use him as a scapegoat, and if he could defend that, that's fine. What's her face? Oh, I forgot her name already because she's so insignificant. Oh, Kishimoto. That's right. There we go. Holy crap. Kishimoto. We need to bring her back in on indictment and charge her crimes against our children. In fact, all of the upper levels of the DOE and the BOE, they need to be locked up as well. Strip them of their benefits. Get rid of them. Be done. Yep. And then let anybody else who wants to be in that position know their head is on a chopping block. Every government official should feel that way. In fact, even if I'm in office, if I get elected, I understand that. I understand that. Transparency is key. Look, folks, I am, or was, an educator. 10 years. This is my 11th year. It would have been my 11th year teaching. I've had to change what I've taught every 3 years since I've been a teacher. Every 3 years, I've had to rebuild curriculum. Every 3 years. I never once had a set curriculum to fall back on that would make my job easier or that I could improve on my craft. I live in a small one-bedroom apartment. My car is now going to be 11 years old. Isn't that the kind of person you want? Somebody who is down to earth? Somebody who understands the struggles? Somebody who... I don't even like my own union. They abandoned me. They abandoned me. And can you imagine coming right out of the gate and saying that, as a former teacher, HSTA abandoned me? Can you imagine? It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be a lot of work. We'll be right back. So, meanwhile, we continue to make national, in fact, probably global news, as we are now officially the last state with a mask mandate. Breaking news happened, I think, on Sunday or Monday. And of course, you're only going to hear it on conservative news outlets, but Hawaii is the last state to remain with its mask mandate for everybody. And I do mean everybody. Screw your kids, screw whatever, forget you if you vaccinated or not, triple, quadruple, some people I think quadruple vaccinated, screw all of that. Mask like a bunch of idiots. There was a time, and I think I mentioned this on the show, where somebody asked me to put my mask on, and to which I replied, why? Doesn't yours work? To which I replied, why? Oh, it's so that we can all help people feel more comfortable. No. What's going to help people feel more comfortable is not wearing this stupid rag across your face. What's going to make people feel more comfortable is actually seeing my expression. What's going to make people feel secure, make people feel like normal, is to see faces. That is what it takes, and that is what it is. And if we're not all on board with that, then I am in the wrong place. And so it's been especially ever since the data's come out that the masks don't do a damn thing, which we knew since the beginning of time, right? That I really kind of stopped wearing my mask in certain places. In other, you know, places where I'm forced to, it's a little bit tough because, again, anyway, but yeah, I'm just, nah, well, we walk around everywhere with a mask on. Who cares? So, anyway, good job, Hawaii. Number one again at being the worst. I mean, somebody's got to be at the bottom, right? And that's always us. Or I should say, number one for mask mandates, number one for cost of living, number one for worst traffic, number one for worst roads, number one for piss-ass education, number one for gas prices, number one for groceries, number one for inflation, number one for what? I don't know. Oh, but it's a beautiful place, folks. It's a beautiful place. Just remember that. Hawaii's beautiful. That's why it's so good. Because Hawaii's beautiful. Idiots. Number one worst senator, Mazie Hirono. Actually, that's a lie. She's not number one worst. We still got a long list, like Nancy Pelosi and whoever else. Whatever. Anyway, it is just whatever. Speaking of terrible things and being number one, Russia breaking yesterday. Russia has officially ordered troops to move into parts of Ukraine. It is not going well. So NATO has been activated, sort of, kind of. Some of the bases, NATO controlled bases, are on high alert. So one of the big things, right? Is today, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced that the Minsk Agreement no longer exists and that the Ukraine must demilitarize and no longer seek NATO membership. Wow. We could be looking at a Russian war, you know, an Eastern European war. So, it's pretty intense, in the European East. And so we're going to have to see. And it's not like, there's much that even here in the West we can do. According to our senile, demented, quote-unquote president. He announced today in response that the U.S. would be imposing sanctions far beyond those implemented in 2014 when Russia invaded Crimea under Vice President Joe Biden and then President Barack Obama. The irony is, part of it is in Biden's little old grandpa rant, is that he would also impose sanctions on, quote, elites and their family members. You mean like the Biden family? You mean like, President then confirmed that the Nord Stream 2 pipeline project would not move forward. Oh, really? After you gave them the green light 2 years ago? Idiot. Unbelievable. So, we'll see. I don't know. Again, no questions taken from the president at all. But we're definitely going to respond with, quote, unity, clarity, and conviction. Right. We sure are. And it never would have happened. This never would have happened if you didn't screw up Afghanistan. This never would have happened if you didn't give Russia leeway. This wouldn't have happened if you didn't bow down to the Chinese. Again, I don't understand a lot of geopolitics, and a lot of it is the politics that are involved in order to keep a quote-unquote balance of sorts, because, you know, I don't know. I think geopolitics focuses more on mutually assured destruction rather than anything else. And that's just my public school education talking here, so don't take it with a grain of salt, because I'm not, honestly. Remember in school, you tried to make friends with like the biggest, baddest person in school, because that you know that they could beat up anybody, and so you wanted to be on their side, so that if somebody were to cause you trouble, you could just go to them and they would beat them up for you. Yeah, okay, that used to be us. That used to be America. And in fact, that was America for a really long time until, I don't know, about the 90s, let's say. Under certain other presidents. H.W., Clinton. Then it got worse with Obama. And then Trump came back and told everybody to back the hell off. And now that the big scary man is away, this is what's happening. This is what's happening. Now, on the one hand, I can understand being the biggest, baddest military strength in the entire world prevents people from attacking us. But that's also what would cause other people to unite together to attack us, in a manner of speaking, right? And the difficult thing about it is that we here in the West, or at least here in America, because we still hold to particular values, it's not like we can just go over there, beat them all down, and then come back. We got to play by a certain standard that other countries necessarily don't, right? That's what was happening in Afghanistan in the Iraq War, right? They're tribal. They were not to put it in such a demeaning term, but they're savages, right? Tribal. They were unrefined, I guess, if you could say, and so they would use any kind of tactic that gave them the advantage during that time period, using women, using children, you know, having in spies, using suicide bombers, using, right? And that's just the tactic of their guerrilla warfare at the time. Right? The United States needs to, and not saying that, again, then this is one of the big topics, right? This is one of the biggest problems. Like, we're not the global police. Why should we have to go in and solve everybody else's problems? It's because, part of it is because we, as the United States of America, ought to be, because we're not anymore, but ought to be the best. Okay? Period. Sometimes, as Ben Parker would say, with great power comes great responsibility. Now, unfortunately, because we're screwing up here at home under Biden, more and more people are readily against the U.S. involvement in Ukraine and Russia, right? Because we got our own problems, and I understand that completely. We got our own problems here. We got our own problems here in Hawaii. Who, you know, who has time? Right. But I'm telling you, if we're not focused or if we're not paying attention, it's gonna end up being worse in the long run. Russia takes Ukraine. China takes Taiwan. Canada crumbles. Our southern border is destroyed, if not already. The disillusion of America is at hand. And that's not a scare tactic. That's not a conspiracy theory. All of these things are adding up in order to create America as second, third. When we should be the one leading the way. Keep your prayers up, folks. It's going to be a long one. This has been the Conservative Asian Podcast, and we'll catch you guys next time.